This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Leverton, L-E-A-V-E-R-T-O-N, first name, David, D-A-V-I-D, date of birth, December 24, 1957, date of evaluation, September 26, 2024, referring physician is Dr. Wiseman. The chief complaint, 66-year-old male with left rotator cuff injury, now scheduled for surgical treatment. The HBI, the patient is a 66-year-old male with history of left shoulder injury, which first occurred several years earlier period. He had been doing well until March 20, 2024, when he experienced a fall period. He had a twisting fall and directly impacted the left shoulder, period. He subsequently noted pain, which was sharp, burning, aching, which he then iced, period. He continued with pain associated with decreased range of motion, period. Pain in general ranges from 2-8/10, period. Pain tends to last for a few minutes, period. It is non-radiating, period. He has had no recent chest pain, but reports history of pulmonary arterial hypertension, sleep apnea, and COPD, period. His past medical history includes the above. Number one, pulmonary arterial hypertension, next number, right ventricle enlargement, next number, COPD, next number, sleep apnea. The past surgical history, he had C5, C6, C7 fusion, next number, right shoulder surgery. The patient of notes reports that he was hospitalized following his last surgery as he became hypotensive, period. He was placed in the ICU for approximately 3 days, period. The medications, venlafaxine, 75 milligrams, take 3 daily, potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalents, take 3 BID. Allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams one daily. Clobetasol, 0.05% daily. One touch. Diabetic testing. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, take 2 daily. Torsamide, 100 milligrams, 1 BID. Torsamide, 20 milligrams BID. Bupropion, 150 milligrams daily. Eplerenone, 50 milligrams, 1 daily. Metformin, 500 milligrams, 1 daily. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 daily. Buprenorphine, 8 milligrams, 1 Q8 hours. The allergies, non-known drug allergies, family history. He states that both his mother and dad has diabetes. The social history, he is a prior smoker who quit in 2006. He notes prior alcohol use, period. Indeed. Review of systems, constitutional. He reports fatigue, eyes, he wears glasses. Nose, he has sinus problems, oral cavity unremarkable, throat, he has stiffness, pain, period, respiratory, he reports dyspnea, otherwise as noted above, gastrointestinal, he has constipation. Musculoskeletal. He reports joint pain, stiffness, and arthritis as noted. Neurologic, he has headache and dizziness. Hematologic, he has easy bruising. Data review. The patient, correction, the EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm with T-wave abnormality in the anteroseptal leads, period. There is a suggestion of T-wave inversion in leads 3, period. The impression, correction, the patient's prior left heart, right heart catheterization was discussed, period. He had a right heart cath at the beginning of the year. His RV pressure was 73/5. RV end diastolic pressure 16. PA pressure 77/35. Mean PA pressure 51 millimeters of mercury. Pulmonary artery veg pressure was 13. Pulmonary artery saturation 70%. The oxygen saturation 90%. Cardiac output 7.69. Cardiac index 3.8. Pulmonary vascular resistance 3.5. He was felt to have severe precapillary hypertension, period. The impression, this is a 66-year-old male who suffered a right rotator cuff injury, period. He was found to have traumatic complete tear of the left rotator cuff, and felt to require left shoulder arthroscopy with debridement and rotator cuff repair for diagnosis 546.012. The patient has history of pulmonary arterial hypertension for which he is being treated. He is noted to have a catheter placed for treatment, period. The site appears mildly erythematous, period, but there is no exudate or tenderness noted, period. Overall, his risk is, correction, overall his perioperative risk is significantly increased as he has pulmonary arterial hypertension, period. In addition, he has COPD and sleep apnea, period. Again, comma, I think his risk is significantly increase given the above findings. In addition, his recent surgical experience during which he required ICU placement due to hypotension is concerning, period. I suspect that he developed hypotension as a result of inadequate volume perioperatively, period. The recommendation: patient is considered to be moderately high risk for his surgical procedure. It is recommended that he have his procedure in the inpatient setting as opposed to outpatient setting, period. In addition, comma, it is further recommended that the patient have invasive monitoring during his procedure so as to monitor his volume status, period. Again, given his underlying PAH, it is important. Correction, given his underlying PAH and history of RV dysfunction, it is important that his volume status be adequately addressed during the procedure. On the other hand, it is noted that his wedge pressure was 13, period, so there is also some concern from volume overload, period. Given all these factors, invasive monitoring is indicated, period, and he should have his procedure done on an inpatient basis. This was discussed with Dr. Wiseman. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.